Truth or Consequences? Bible Thought. Just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 5:21, New International Version. From the time we are born until the time we die, we are taught to respect scientific notions of cause and effect. If I play with fire, I'll be burned. If I step in front of a moving vehicle, I'll most likely suffer life-threatening injuries. Early on, we begin to understand and respect that our actions, as well as the actions of others, sooner or later, result in unavoidable consequences. Sin, as well, by its very nature, is governed by cause and effect. Maybe this is why Christians have so much trouble understanding and accepting God's grace. Grace supersedes our notions of cause and effect. Grace, embodied in Christ, allows us to escape the eternal consequences of disobedience. When it comes to our relationship with the Father, we're no longer bound by the world's rules. Romans 6:3 and 4 states, "Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. I thank my Father that he does not say to me, 'I love you, but I will withhold my grace until you perfect yourself and repay me for the sacrifice of Christ.'" Let us pray. Father, I praise you and thank you for your unfathomable grace. Thank you for Christ, who alone is worthy. In him, amen.